You're listening there to Doomsday Blue and Bambi Thug, and after weeks of build-up, finally, it's Eurovision semi-final day for Bambi Thug and for Ireland. Eurovision is kicking off tonight with 37 songs due to hit the stage over two semi-finals. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is in Malmö in Sweden. There's a huge Irish contingent, I gather. Evelyn, good morning to you, and a real buzz around Bambi Thug.
Yes, it's incredible. Good morning from Malmö. The sun is shining, which is great because yesterday was a bit grey and depressing. So we're taking that as a very good sign. And I have to say, Mary, arriving at the airport last night, making my way around this morning, you hear Irish accents in so many places. There's great build up here. I got a little thing yesterday about the odds. Now, we know, you know, the odds are the odds, but originally, Bambi Thug was floating around 8th in the bookies' favourites for winning. Now, this isn't just to get through to the final. This is on the big night. And then last night, I saw something suggesting 5th. So the rehearsals are definitely going well, and Bambi Thug's performance is definitely landing with people here. So there is great buzz around it.
Tell me something about the Irish that have gathered. I mean, they're coming from far and wide.
They are. I was standing at a train station yesterday and I overheard Irish accents, and I'm very nosy, so I went straight over and I met this gorgeous family. So in this case, I'm going to let you have a little flavour of the chat I had with 10-year-old Aoife, Mary. So 10-year-old Aoife Goggin from Carrigsveen in County Kerry fell in love with Eurovision, just loves it, loves Bambi Thug, loves the message that Bambi Thug that they're bringing, and pestered the mom, and the mom was easy to pester, and they decided to head off. So they have arrived in Malmö just to be here. They got tickets for the preview that's on later on this afternoon. Just going to get a little flavour now of Aoife Goggin, age 10, all the way from Carrigsveen here in Malmö to support Bambi Thug.
I started liking Eurovision in kind of 2021. Like, me and my mum, we were just scrolling through like the telly, and then she stopped on Eurovision, and then I was like, oh, stay on this. But then she kept like flipping over to her other shows.
What, you just loved the whole event?
Yeah, I really just like it all.
And why do you want to be here? What is it about Bambi Thug that you like so much?
I feel that they're like very different, and they don't care like what others think, and yeah, I feel like,
and that means something to you.
Yeah.
Do you think Bambi's going to get through to the final tonight?
Definitely.
Well, lots of hope, as you can see there. There's 10-year-old Aoife travelling with her mum, who, as she said, was easy to pester. So I obviously had to talk to the mom, Deirdre Garvey, and I said, look, how did you get tickets for anything? Because there's so much demand for this. And, you know, you're not on the inside track. And Deirdre gave me some hints and clips and tips about how you can get some tickets. So have a listen to Deirdre's wonderful advice here.
I basically Googled like how to get to Eurovision. So I eventually came across a Facebook group, and they are the official Irish Eurovision fan club.
Because Aoife wanted to come so bad.
Yeah, and I suppose we kind of used Aoife as an excuse as well, like that. I was kind of interested too, but it's just such a fun, like really, really feel good event, like. And so came across the Facebook group, sent off I think I just put a post up on the page or whatever, and like the whole feel of it like was very friendly and kind of open and stuff. So the guys there kind of just said it's easier to become a member of the fan club, and from there then you're on a WhatsApp group and they kind of guide you through what to do.
And Evelyn, what's the word from inside the Irish camp? How is Bambi Thug? There was word over the weekend that they were feeling a bit unwell.
That's right, they were hospitalised and luckily came through that, covered pretty well. So I gather yesterday's rehearsal went really, really well. I mean, as we know from the photographs, Mary, a lot of work goes into the look, right? So I'm told that they started very early this morning getting the makeup ready because it's a busy, busy schedule. Like, they had full rehearsals last night with audiences. They've audience is coming in and out the whole time. They'll have another preview, the one that Aoife is lucky enough to get to go to this afternoon. Then they have a short break, and then it's the actual semi-final tonight. And we are 4th in that semi-final tonight, so we don't have to wait for long, which is great. We'll get the results straight away, so we will know by the time we go to bed tonight, Mary, if we're heading for Saturday for the grand final. But I have to say, at this point, with all the odds, with all the goodwill, I've decided to go with it and be optimistic.
I hope you're right, Evelyn, and I think we're all excited. I think Malmö's a lucky venue for the Irish. Linda Martin winning there back,
Why Me,
way back
yeah,
in the 90s.
Absolutely.
Why Me, Johnny Logan song. Johnny Logan is there as well.
Johnny Logan, as they call him, the OG double winner, because he has won twice in his own name. And then obviously he wrote the song Why Me as well. They've invited him back. He's going to be singing as part of the interval act on Saturday, because we're now vying with Sweden. We're 7 wins. Sweden is 7 wins. Johnny Logan has won twice. Loreen has won twice. So we are kind of frenemies with Sweden at this point. So we're kind of friends. But, you know, the pressure is on against Sweden now as well.
Well, good luck to Bambi tonight. Get through to the final and bring home a win. Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you very much indeed for joining us from Malmo this morning.